The Beatitudes. We all know there are things we do every day, we think about, and the teachings that were given about the Beatitudes. But it's a bit different with Luke. Jesus is not expressing a pious wish for something entirely unreal and outside of history. As they are presented in Luke's version, they are a challenge thrown down to us. They are, to say the least, controversial. People who are poor and hungry, people who are weeping and not happy. What Jesus says is that they really understand the situation they are in before God. They will be glad. Wealth and a full stomach are not a recipe for misery. But Jesus warns those that are comfortable, who think they're having it easy. The things that are most important in life is not being rich or not being poor, being hungry or being well fed. This is the truth that most people accept in a rational way, maybe a notional way even, or as a pious wish. Jesus invites us to begin to base our behaviour on reality. People often feel a moral guilt about their use of bad language. They may feel obliged to confess it even, and say they've been cursing. Yet in today's first reading, we hear a curse on the man who... A curse. This curse is really intended as a warning. It's not intended as a prayer that really wishes ill to anybody in particular. What is forbidden, most of all by the command to not to curse, is wishing people ill will, having that ill will in your heart against someone else or some other group. The woes here are not curses, but an expression full of regret, pity, and sorrow that Jesus showed when he wept over Jerusalem. Bad language sometimes conveys more than just the word. It may offend against the spirit of the Beatitudes by dishonoring humanity as a whole, by taking from them, individuals or a group, the respect that is due to them, taking away their dignity, taking away their respect as a human being. St. Luke has taken some pains to emphasize that Jesus' words are addressed to the poor, the hungry, and those that are suffering now. And there are plenty of people in the world who are poor, hungry, and are suffering now. Perhaps we are among them. So if the Beatitudes addresses especially to us, if we are one of them, it may still take a mighty movement of faith within oneself to see the kingdom of God and see if God can really transform our situation. If there is little faith in our lives before suffering touches us, we will find faith hard to summon up when the days ahead come. We cannot honestly count ourselves among the poor and the suffering, the hungry. We can do more than just take to heart the warnings that follow. We can remember that the Beatitudes here are especially addressed to the poor and the hungry. We can take up the invitation to do something about the situation of the poor, the hungry, the downtrodden, and those in war situations, through no faults of their own. We can recall that we, the comfortable, with the resources at our command that are denied to others, are called to be instruments of God's kingdom, a kingdom that is one of justice, love, and peace. For justice, love, and peace, there is a price to pay.